Okay, Happy National Day. Okay, this video is a film on a Sunday lah, so still National Day lah. Okay, National Day. I know it's Saturday, but still in the mood lah. Still in the mood, oh. Here we are. Is it? My daughter every day sing. Here we are. Okay. So for today's video, as promised, I'm going to talk about the property market again. I know y'all love it, you know, because you see the last video about the market, we got about 9,800 views. Okay, so if you think that you want to hear me talk more about the market, right, please like the video, okay? If we get 500 likes, then I'll share some secrets. Okay, so before I go into the video, the first part of the video now is I will answer to some of the questions in the comment section, okay? Then the next part of the video, I will tell you some of the major problems and some of the solutions and recommendations that I have about the market today and about the market in the future. So there's a lot of things that I want to talk about because a lot of things is happening. All these things are very in-depth. All these things are very deep. They are not things that you can see on the surface. They are not things that the data is reflecting. We are at the midst of this, I would say this middle point. Okay, I don't want to call it stabilizing anymore because I feel that a lot of things are changing now. Okay, so I don't think it's more of stabilizing anymore. Okay, so the first question people ask me, Aaron, you mentioned 5-room flat is trapped. So I'm wondering, those downgrader who have served their wait out period, can they buy? No, you know. So he's trying to say that the 5-room flat, that I say 5-room flat very hard to sell, but those that finish wait out period, they can buy ma, so why hard to sell? So this question very simple, because the people that finish the wait out period is very little, okay? And actually now in the HDB market, right, a lot of true and real demand, okay, when I say true and real demands are people that no need to sell, they just need to buy, okay? Or they are ready to buy, they already sold. This group of people, very little, okay? So later on, I will share with you this part. But there's very little of this group of people. So even the 4 rooms, 3 rooms, is a little bit slower. So, okay, so we'll go into this later. Some of the comments that is a little bit lame and no concept, blah, 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 you know, people just like to complain and rant, and that I won't answer, like, how I won't answer. Okay, so the next one, I know people keep asking about the new launch. So they say, so those people that bought new launch, how in the next few years, what will happen? Okay, so this I will talk in the video. Okay, so without further ado, let's go into the video. Let's go. Okay, there's some major problems that I have come up with. Okay, and I will actually give you the recommendation and solution on this. So the first problem is window shopper, too little viewing, or got viewing cannot close. So what happened in the market today, in the resale market, whether is it a resale HDB or resale private, the real true demand is very low. When I say real true demands are demands that is ready to buy. Don't need to sell to buy. Okay? Why I say so? Because there is a lot of viewing in the market, right? Made by buyers that cannot buy. Okay, when I say buyers that cannot buy, who are they? They are buyers that need to sell first, then can buy. So now the market, right? The number one biggest problem, if you know, if you watched my video last week, is people cannot sell. People are having difficulty selling. So when these people, they haven't sell, they want to come and buy, they are having difficulty selling, when will they buy your unit? They need to sell, then can buy, ma, but they themselves also cannot sell. And how to buy your unit? So if your agent or you don't qualify the buyers and the viewing properly, you keep allowing all these people that haven't sell to buy, then you will get what I call the fake viewing, okay? Because you can have as many viewing as possible. You can have a lot of viewer. Wow, your unit like what? A lot of people come and see. Wow, your unit very good. A lot of demand, but all these are not real demand. All these are called window shopper. I call them window shopper, or I call them buyer that cannot buy, not qualified buyers, okay? So the agent must know how to identify all these people. So now in the market, you have to understand the style or the trend of selling is that you won't have a lot of viewings. because it's not easy to find a real buyer in the market. Whether is it resale, whether is it resale private, or whether is it resale HDB, is the same. Why is the overall market slower? Okay, I repeat this many times already. In the resale market for HDB, a lot of these real supplies, real demands, they are waiting for their BTO results. They are waiting for their SBF results. They are waiting to go and buy SBF, waiting to buy BTO. So they are not interested to come to the resale market. For the resale private, the main issue today in the resale private is there is very little real buyers. Okay, number one, there's very little real buyers. Number two, investors. Investors are not in the resale market anymore. Investor not interested to invest in the resale market. Investors are all in the new launch. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Okay, these are all a little bit interlinked. So it's very hard for me to go and categorize one, categorize two, categorize three. So you all got to really focus, because there is a link and a trend. It's like a butterfly effect. Something lead to something, something lead to something, and something creates something, you see. So today, if you look at the trends correctly, right, our new launches are still selling well. And most of the new launches that are selling well are our CCR project or RCR project, which is project that is around 3,000 plus per square feet. Okay, so why? People ask why. Why 3,000 plus per square feet perform better than the 2,000 plus minus project in Singapore? Number one, the rich remain rich. Okay, the rich are there. They still have the money. Okay, they still interested to buy. That's number one. Number two, a lot of these buyers for the CCR, RCR, they are thinking that, hey, today if OCR is already at 2,000, 2,100 per square feet, if I go and buy CCR at just 1,000 per square feet, isn't it a good deal? So today, if let's say, for example, the new launch buyer enter OCR project at, let's say, 2,200 per square feet, they are thinking of making a profit of, like, let's say, 2,400, 2,500 per square feet in the next 5 years, example. Then people will think, today, if I enter the CCR market at 3,001 per square feet, the gap for CCR and OCR is about 600 per square feet. Isn't it a very good deal? So I confirm CCR price will go up. Okay, that's not wrong. Okay, I want to emphasize this. This is not wrong. So this is also the concept why people are buying into CCR. And in order to make CCR sell, the developers are going at, let's say, 3,100 per square feet from the last few weeks that I've seen. My recommendation for this is not wrong, but eventually, how many people can go into the resale market and afford 3,000, 3,500 per square feet in the future? I think that's a question to ask. So I'm not saying that they won't earn money. I think they will earn money. But I think the difficulty to liquidate is there in the future for CCR. But in terms, if you talk about money, talk about returns, confirm they'll make money. Just that it's going to be harder to sell. So this is the concept that's happening in the new launch market today. New launches are still moving. We got to accept it. So investors, they are not interested to go to the resale market. Another reason is because they feel that the resale market has maxed up, and they feel that the resale market price is dropping. So I explained this to a lot of my customer. Okay, so I just want to explain is that you got any questions, you can call me. I do a free pre-consultation on the phone. But in pre-consultation, right, I can only share with you concepts. I cannot give you too much of my golden advice, because all this golden advice is tang jia one. You know, I need to earn money, I need to survive, I need to bring up my family, I need to pay my bills. So if you are interested to engage me, then of course we can go to the next stage. Okay, so I just want to emphasize on this. But if you just want to understand the concept, you need some help, you want to clarify something, yes, please do message me. I'm very friendly. I do pre-consultation call. And one very important thing is client always ask me, Aaron, mine is two room flat la, 3 room HDB, you do or not? I really don't care about how much I earn. To me is that earning is confirmed will earn one ma. earn more, earn less doesn't matter. As long as I feel that there's business, I continue to help people. I continue to be hardworking. I don't be complacent. I don't be lazy. I will surely earn one, you know. So to me is maybe my enough is very different from other people lah. Okay. But I feel very contented over here because I'm able to help people. And that's also one of the reasons why I want to do my YouTube channel. Okay. So, okay. Cut the crap. Sorry. Okay. So the main thing is today a lot of people will want to go and buy new launch because a lot of investors, they are thinking, if today I enter the resale market is already slowing down. We are already at like the turning point. If I enter today, what if next year the price drop? Then I will be at the losing end. So they are not willing to go to the resale market. Then you will be thinking, Aaron, but new launch also will have turning point. But let me explain this. In new launch, the turning point may not exist. Okay, why? Very simple. Today, a development, a land is being sold at this price. The developer will sell at this price. Let's say the developer really don't sell well. Okay, then maybe the developer will drop price a little bit. But the developer got 5 years to sell. So the developer can tahan 4 years plus before they drop price a little bit to sell. But according to history and according to whatever that has happened historically, a lot of projects, when they're reaching 4 year plus going to take key, right? Even if they increase price, people will buy because people feel that, hey, I don't need to wait so long. So far, we don't really see a lot of projects that hit 5 years and then have to pay the seller stamp duty to the government. I don't know whether you call it a seller stamp duty, but they have to pay a extra tax to the government. So far, we don't see a lot of these cases happening. So, new launch price, technically, historically, it will just keep going up. Then people will ask me, Aaron, what if the market is not doing well one day in the next few years to come? What will happen? Very simple. The government will just release lesser land, because if the market is going down, when the government put land out for bidding, developer don't bid because developer feel that there's too much supply in the market. If I bid, I cannot sell, I'll be in trouble. So developer don't bid or they bid very low price. When that happens, the government will review whether this price, is it worth it to sell? If it's not worth it to sell, the government will just keep the land. So new launch is being controlled. The seller, which is the government, can don't sell the land to the bidder, which is the developer. So when that happens, right, there is a controlled pricing in the land price that is being bid out. If the land is being bid too low, example, the neighbor land was bid by 1,200 per square feet. Then after 4 years, the bidding only 1,000 per square feet. The government will think like that not correct. Like, the valuation is wrong. The government will not award the $1,000 per square feet to the bidder. The government have the rights to take back and then just don't sell the land. You know, so in the new launch whole environment and how the methodology works, right, there is like a price protection point. So far, as long as the market move, the developer doesn't need to drop price. So far, if the market move, the developer will not bid low. Okay, so this one will link back to one of my news that I share in my Telegram group. So if you check back my Telegram group, I shared this CDL submit record breaking bid for EC782 per square feet PPR at the EC site at Woodlands, okay, record 782, okay. So from now, whatever that we see, okay, the new launch market is still going to be strong for at least the next 1 to 2 years. Because all these bids, they only come back to the market to sell the land about 15 to 18 months later, around there. So this bid 782 PPR awarded, this bid is only, this woodland land for EC will only come in 2026 and or 2027. So at least we know that as of now, developer is still very bullish in their biddings and price will not drop in the new launch market. Okay, so I want to share with you all a little bit of the concept. So we have to separate new launch and resale a little bit to understand why the new launch market people are more bullish in terms of purchasing but the resale market is not, okay? So that's one of the case. So anyway, before we go to the next problem, I did share this group of buddy bears, this bear toy thing that I actually gotten from donating 3 months of my YouTube revenue. Okay, so I donate 3 months of the YouTube revenue. I got these 5 bears. That's for my own collection. So I wanted to donate more of the revenues to get these 5 bears to actually give to a viewer, like a giveaway to y'all. But so I posted this poll. So 63% say it's good. It's good they are interested. But so far, I went back to see the full set already taken, left with like bits and pieces, don't have the full set. So I feel that it's not so meaningful anymore. Anyway, this buddy bear is limited. I think there's 1,008 pieces only. So this is just for charity purpose from my company. So I thought like, I don't have full set already. So I decided to drop the idea. Okay, so just in case you're wondering like why I asked in the Telegram group, but I never give away. So I just want to explain this. Okay. Okay, next. Okay, so when a lot of units don't sell right in the resale market, there is a lot of problems that start to arise. Actually, recently, one of my agents also called me and told me that his unit is a 4S, also very hard to sell. So it's not really just the 5-room flats, but the 4S also having problem. So one major problem, I just want to go through this a lot. I'm going to go through this faster because I don't want to go into the details. But if you have difficulty selling, you can contact me. I will try my best to help you. Because apparently, through my experience, I can say that a lot of these difficult to sell, they are because of some of the things not done correctly. Okay, I'm not saying that when you do it correctly, you 100% will sell very fast. No. But when you don't do correctly, you 100% cannot sell. Okay, when you don't do correctly, you 100% cannot sell. But you do correctly, you got a chance to sell. This is what happened in today's market. So number one, I want to share is the marketing methods are wrong. The marketing price is wrong. Sometimes the agent quote the wrong price to the seller and the seller don't even know what is the correct price, you know. So all these things are wrong. The way you advertise a unit is wrong. I see pictures taken wrongly. I see prices wrongly. Frankly speaking, I want to give this big secret now is that nobody going to negotiate with you. I tell you something, I was selling a unit for 2.8 million. Okay. Then my owner decides to say, okay, Aaron put negotiable. I was like, you sure or not? He say, okay. Then I no choice, I listen to my owner. So my owner put 2.8 negotiable, the viewing came and whatsoever. Let's cut the story short is that the offer came in was at 2.2 million. I tell you something, my eyes roll until behind. 2.8 million, the person tried to negotiate me 600K. When my seller heard it, my seller want to faint. Okay? So I told my seller, you cannot do such thing, right? Because when you do negotiable, right, there's a lot of these people in the market, they are not serious. They thought that they can come here and dig gold. That's not how the property market works. So in the end, he faced the fact, you know, he listened to my advice and then he changed the price already. Then he don't use negotiable anymore. Okay, so just to share with you a little bit, if you are still using negotiable, then good luck to you, okay? Especially in the market now. This is not a bull market. We don't use negotiable. Okay, then the third thing is you waste a lot of time viewing. Okay, you waste a lot of viewing time. That one I talked about it already, the window shopper. Okay, next. I also talked about another case study where my customer called me and told me, hey, Aaron, I wanted to sell this, blah, 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 blah. Then he was telling me, I was saying, oh, how much you want to sell? He told me, oh, I go property guru and see. It's about this price. I tell you, the number one question I tell my seller, the units on Property Guru are units that is selling, not sold. They can be units that cannot sell. They are units that cannot sell. You know, 卖不掉. That's why they are still on Property Guru. So I told him, you go and check past transaction. He went to check. That condo last 2 years, no transaction. Okay, but got 70 over advertisement. So this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. you cannot go to Property Guru and check price. So a lot of agents, they are having this problem now, and a lot of my agents, they understand this because I teach them, I told them. So yesterday night also, I talked to one of my agents, okay, which is one of my viewers. He joined me later on. Okay, he joined real estate, then he joined me. He's my viewer, okay, just in case he's watching, you know I'm talking about you. I told him, a lot of these units that is advertising on Property Guru, they are advertising the wrong price. If you go and see past transaction, where got 1.8 million here? Here is only 1.6 million, but the past transaction is only 1.6 million. Everybody advertising for 1.8, 1.85, 1.88. How to sell? Cannot sell one. So you go and look at past transaction, nobody sell. So what happened is, this is also one issue that in my last video I shared, why price cannot drop. Because there's very little serious seller in the market. And these serious sellers, they are the same thing. They are what I say about the window shopper. They don't sell, they cannot buy. But to them is, I don't sell, then don't buy lah. You know, I see, look, nema, I don't sell, I don't buy lor. You know, just see for fun lah. This is their mindset. And if they don't sell, they don't need to buy ma. So if they don't get 1.8, then how? Nema lah. I don't get 1.8, then I just wait lah. I just wait, I don't need to sell, I'm not in a hurry ma. There is a lot of these kind of sellers in the market today. But if you are a serious buyer, you want to buy the units here, you check, huh? Why everybody 1.8? You go to past transaction, huh? Last unit sold 1.6. Will you pay people 1.8 million? You won't. You will not pay 1.8 million to the seller. If you don't pay 1.8 million to a seller, this seller will continue to sell. This seller will not go out and buy another unit. That's where the cycle stops. So the real estate cycle doesn't move. So this is why today, the one major problem is there's very little real sellers and buyers in the market. So this is a major problem. Okay, this is a major problem. So today, this is also one of the reasons why the resale market is not ready for a price drop. Because the real supply demand is still pretty low. Okay, the real supply demand is still pretty low. Okay, next. Okay, this is on HDB, okay. So a lot of these HDB units, they're asking for 60-day submission, 3 months extension. If you know and you are a buyer, you have bought a unit, or you are in the market today, you know that a lot of HDB resale units, they're asking for 60-day submission, 3 months extension. So normal transaction, 3 to 4 months plus 60 day submission plus 3 months extension. All these things add up to about 9 to 10 months completion. Okay. Means you only get your house 9 months later. So why people ask this 60 day submission, 3 months extension? Before I go into it, I actually did a video on it. You can go and Google Aaron Lin 3 months extension or HDB extension. But I just want to explain this. When a seller sell a house, he ask for 60 day submission, 3 months extension. The next house that he buy, I share this in the video, he cannot buy houses that ask for 60 day submission and 3 months extension. He cannot. So here for selling, he asked already. So he extend. Then he went to buy, right? He cannot give people that, he cannot buy a unit that ask for extension. Okay, the seller asked for extension, but when he buy, he cannot buy a unit that ask for extension. Because if he extend, then what's the point of extending here? He doesn't overlap and doesn't have a place to stay, ma. Don't have time for reno, ma. Okay? But the problem today in the market is everybody wants to ask for 60 day submission, 3 month extension. So if today I see a lot of seller got stuck already, they sell. Okay, they sell. Let's say they manage to get the extension, they go out and buy. They cannot find a unit that is not asking for extension. So this is a big problem today. Okay, so I have been telling my agents, don't do this kind of transaction. You are going to put the seller in trouble unless the seller choose this path themselves. So don't do the extension. Okay, don't do the extension. It's very dangerous in today's market because there is very, very little units that don't need extension in today's HDB market. So if you manage to find a unit that don't ask for extension, right, be happy. Pull down your expectation, accept this kind of unit, you know, because it's difficult to find. You go out to the market, out of 20 advertisements you call, I will tell you, you will see 18 advertisements that ask for 3 months extension and 60 day submission. Okay, so this is one big problem there now. Okay, so last but not least, recently the news came out with something that I have been talking about for many, many, many years. The title of the news, if you are in my Telegram group, okay, anyway, stop asking me where's my Telegram group. You go to the description in your YouTube video. Now you are watching the YouTube video, right? You go to the description, you'll see my Telegram group link. Click the Telegram group link, okay? Then you can join for free. Some aging condos in Singapore struggle with failing infrastructure and inadequate sinking fund, okay? Residents, I don't want to say the name like, as usual, I want to be neutral, okay, I don't want to go and name people, okay, face leaf breakdown, financial disagreement, require $1.7 million special levy for leaf overhaul, aging population, aging Singapore condo face infrastructure deterioration within 31% over 30 years old, potentially rising to about 1,160 condos by 2035. Okay, I tell you guys, I've seen a lot of these problems going on last time already, not now. But looking forward, there will be more and more condos that's going to get older and older. And this is a big problem. So in today's market, my recommendation to you is be careful of the age of the condo. Because once you buy something that is old, especially in market situation now where even good units, good condos are very hard to sell. When you buy something that's old, something that's difficult to sell, you are done. You are in for it, okay? You get stuck for years. So be very careful with your purchase, okay? This is something that, no choice one. This is the fact, okay? Of course, you ask me, Aaron, is there condos that's old but still can buy, wow, the sinking fund a lot of money, the maintenance very good. Yes, I do see that one of you handful. Okay, so this is something that have to be really, really careful about it. So that's it for today's video. I didn't expect me to talk for 27 minutes plus. So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope you like the video. We will continue to talk about the property market because more and more things are surfacing, more and more problems are more obvious now. And more problems are already confirmed. Okay. So it's easier for me to talk about it now. Okay. So thank you. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode and bye bye.